And a good Saturday morning to you here on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWRadio.com. It's time for Sports Talk. I'm Derek Dunn, your host, and thank you for tuning in here on this Saturday morning. And we got a lot of sports to tell you about here. Featured interviews this morning. Talk with Mules basketball coach Scott McElravy about the Friday night win over Edwards County. Edwards County coach Russ Gerlach will also weigh in on the game as well. Also, Jonathan Hinton of the Edwards County Lady Lions. He joined prior to Russ, as Russ has been battling some laryngitis. So we got his take about the Lady Lions' upcoming game at the Tuscola 2A sectional against Sullivan. And also, Tom Newman of the New Hope Panthers will be chatting in with him. We'll be airing that interview as well, following New Hope's run at the Class S State Tournament at Wren Lake. We'll also talk about the regional pairings from the IHSA. Also, let's go ahead and take a look here at the local sports scores here. That's coming up following these words here on Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWRadio.com.
Hi, this is Nathan Utley, Ag Lending Officer at Citizens National Bank of Albion. National FFA Week is February 17th through the 24th. We couldn't be more proud of the leadership, growth, and success in the agricultural projects and community service that our FFA members provide. Our future looks bright with these agricultural leaders of tomorrow. Please join Citizens National Bank in recognizing and congratulating our area FFA chapters.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
United Mutual Insurance Company and Grinnell Mutual celebrate area student athletes competing on the hardwood. They embrace the promise tomorrow holds, and we love cheering them to victory. We'll score a three-pointer for insurance protection and service every time. Trust in tomorrow. Contact United Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual Insurance Company at 618-445-2306 today. Good luck to the Edwards County Fighting Lions. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
At Napa Auto Parts in Fairfield, buy your windshield wiper blades and Napa will install them free. Napa has a bigger, whole new inventory of heavy-duty parts for semis and tank trucks. And they offer custom-made hydraulic hoses up to 2-inch 4-wire. You get over 100 years of experience from Brent, Jalen, Derek, Steve, and Nolan at Napa Auto Parts, 123 West Delaware in Fairfield.
Get the good stuff. Napa, get the good stuff.
Most people understand the need for life insurance, but not many want to talk about why it's essential to your financial plan. It may seem intimidating, but it doesn't have to be. Don't get overwhelmed. Get started with me, Steve Thompson, at Country Financial today, and I can work with you to find life insurance that gives you the protection you need at a price you can afford.
Life insurance policies issued by Country Life Insurance Company and Country Investors Life Assurance Company, Bloomington, Illinois.
You are listening to Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWRadio.com. I'm Derek Dunn, your host, and let's go ahead and take a look here at the local sports scores as well as the national sports scores from last night. Boys high school basketball action. It was Fairfield over Edwards County, 58-38. Brian Estes and Jazelle O'Neill had 14 points each to lead the Mules, who improved to 27-2 overall and 9-0 in the Black Diamond Conference with the win. 27 wins also ties the school record for wins in a season. Now, Fairfield will host Flora next Tuesday for senior night. The Mules win that, it'll break the record. So, and I said that game is next Tuesday. And then Fairfield, last conference game will be next Friday on the road down there at Carmi. And JV game, it was Fairfield over Edwards County, 55-32. Noah McElravy had 17, and Blake Pruitt had 10 for the JV Mules. Freshman game, Mules also won that as well. They defeated Edwards County, 44-28. Other scores, it was Wayne City over Sandoval, 61-25. Hamilton County topped Carmi White County, 55-52. Grayville defeated Weber, 37-25. Jasper, Indiana over Mount Carmel, 64-55. El Dorado topped Johnston City, 68-63. Alney Richwin County over Newton, 62-49. Paris defeated Flora in a close 139-37. It was Woodlawn over Metro East Lutheran, 63-41. Cecil Valier Edge to Gorville, 49-45. Christopher Top Vienna, 63-57. Galatia over Ziegler Royalton, 76-55. Agape Christian over Dongola, 71-53. Altamont over St. Elmo Brownstown, 59-47. Belleville Althoff defeated Marion, 58-45. It was Benton topping Harrisburg, 58-43. Bree Central over Salem, 48-37. Carbondale edged to Cahokia, 40-36. Casey Westfield defeated Lawrenceville, 63-54. Centralia, battle between a King and Queen Cities, and this time the Queen City of Centralia defeated the King City of Mount Vernon, 50-46. It was Cobden over Egyptian, 49-42. Alvarado atop Century, 72-48. It was Hardy County over Carrier Mill Stoneford, 61-36. Heron defeated Massac County, 67-35. Lovejoy over Odin, 62-55. Marissa at Coulterville topped New Athens, 65-56. Meridian ran right past Shawnee, 92-30. Smallberry Grove over South Central, 53-48. Murfreesboro topped West Frankfort, 69-51. It was Nashville topping Carterville, 52-24. Oakaville over Redbud, 52-32. Pinckneyville defeated Anna Jonesboro, 70-38. It was Red Hill over Robinson, 64-55. Sparta defeated DuCoin in a close one, 73-69. Trico over Steelville, 49-42. It was Trenton West Clinton over Freeburg, 57-40. Taking a look here at some other scores here for you. High school girls basketball action at the Lebanon 1A Regional. It was Lebanon over Oakaville, 35-33 in the championship. The Alvarado 1A Regional, it was Marissa Coulterville over Steelville, 53-35. Junior high boys basketball action, the SIJHSAA Class M State Tournament. It was Smithton over El Dorado, 39-20 in third place. And then Pinckneyville topped NCOE championship and a nail biter, 40-39. National sports scores: Chicago Bulls top Brooklyn, 125-106. Laurie McKinnon led the way, 31 points, 18 rebounds for the Bulls. Also, it was the Detroit Pistons over the New York Knicks, 120-103. It was the Philadelphia 76ers over Denver, 117-110. Also, Washington top Cleveland, 119-106. Milwaukee Bucks defeated Dallas, 122-107. Also, Golden State, they defeated Phoenix, 117-107. It was New Orleans topping Minnesota. Western Conference play, 122-117. And it was Sacramento defeating Miami, 102-96. Taking a look at the NHL, only one game that was played last night. It was Carolina over the New York Rangers, 3-0. So that was a look at your local and national sports scores here for you. And that was all from Friday. Stay tuned here to Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Again, coming up, I want to go ahead and tell you, Scott McElravy, Fairfield Mules basketball coach, Edwards County basketball coach Russ Gerlach, along with Edwards County Lady Lions basketball coach Jonathan Hinton, and also New Hope Panthers head coach Tom Newman. Those interviews are coming up. Let's go ahead and start with the first one here. I mentioned about Fairfield. They improved to 27-2 overall, 9-0 in the BDC East with a win over Edwards County last night. In fact, it tied the school record for wins in the season for the Mules. Mark Turner, he caught up with Mules coach Scott McElravy after the game.
Coach, you had to battle through a little adversity in the first half of this one, but you're rocking the middle. Brian Estes really stepped up big in the first half.
Hey, Brian did. You know, I want to give Edwards County and Coach Gerlach credit because that first half, they were ready to go with us. We knew that they'd bring it. You know, those kids have been playing against our kids since fifth or sixth grade. You know, they had a different element in the just the overall size that they have, you know. And I didn't think we played that bad in the first half. We didn't make as many shots maybe as we normally do. But, yeah, credit to our kids. That's that second half, I think our defense was some of the best we've had in a while.
You guys went with a lot of that 2-2-1 zone pressure, and it gave Edwards County a lot of problems. Looked like at times it really confused them as they tried to make a lot of cross-court passes, which allowed you to jump into the passing lanes.
Yeah, we, you know, we've got, you know, just our we call it double fist, our full court man defense, and that's what we ran mostly in the first half. And we like to try to switch it up a little bit. And, you know, came out of there in the second half. That worked even better than what we thought. So you just stay in it, you know. And it also slows them down a little bit, you know, especially when you get up. It's taking them 7 or 8 seconds to get it across half court. And then especially if they throw into a trap area too, that's even better for us. So I thought Luke Dagg was great on the front there. You know, Reese didn't score as many points. He was great at the front. I mean, our team defense was the key tonight.
But Wyatt Gilbert getting his first start back after the injury against Effingham a couple of weeks ago. But he looked good, but he looks like he's still got a little bit to go.
Yeah, if you didn't know Wyatt, you'd be like, hey, there's a really, really good athlete. You wouldn't know that he's probably, I would say 90%. That's what he told me anyway. He was ready to play, though. You know, we got him maybe a little bit extra break. I mean, it's hard. You know, all year I've told the kids, and they've been great about this, I've got more than 5 starters, you know. I mean, we have more than 5 starters, and that's hard. You know, there's times where a kid may make a shot, and you're subbing him out, but, you know, that's just part of it. And the kids, they see that, and then when you look at the other team, they're gassed at the end because, you know, hopefully we've guarded them hard and we're pushing the ball, and, you know, if they are not as deep as us, that usually is an advantage for us.
All right, Flora comes to town on Tuesday for senior night, and that's always a tough game to prepare for.
It is. I'm really, really happy for our 5 seniors. You know, they have a chance to break the school record for a season in wins on senior night. You know, that was one of the things that, you know, we talked about tonight. If we get this win, guys, you have a chance to get 28 wins, which would be an all-time school record. You know, so really, really happy for them. You'll see them all in the starting lineup. We've got 5, and so you're going to see them out there. And you know, Flora, concerning their record isn't great, but they've been playing better. They went up and took a really good, you know, 16-10, whatever, Salem team that we saw earlier this year that took us overtime, to overtime. Yeah. They took them to overtime on Salem's court. You know, they made, I think, 8 or 9 threes in that game. So, you know, we've got a few days here to prepare. And, you know, this was a good win. We thought at the beginning of the year this would be the second best team in the conference. It hasn't quite worked out that way for them. They play like this, I think every night they would be. Really, really proud of the kids tonight.
Talk about those sectional seats. You'll seated first in the sectional. You'll be at Harrisburg for the regional. And you get a bye in the first round of the regional. And then on that Tuesday, you'll get a rematch with a couple of teams that you've already beaten twice this year.
Yeah, that's the great thing about being the number one seed. You know, you get a favorable matchup, but you still have to play the game. This actually is the first time that Coach Book and I in our however many years together have been the first seed. You know, the other two regionals we won, we weren't favored to win by the numbers anyway. And so this is kind of a different element, but the kids are excited. They know if we win regionals, who's waiting for us probably, and that would be Casey Westfield again. They also know on the other side, the favored teams are Mount Carmel and T-Town. So, you know, there's a chance if it went seeds, you'd have 3 top 10 teams in the state all in the same sectional. That's pretty much where we are, you know, in a lot of the polls. So exciting.
And then you go to the super sectional, and if it all plays out, you're looking at the number one team in Nashville.
Yeah, and Pinyville's over there too. The South has some, you know, maybe not as much depth this year as far as teams, but the top teams, I think, are pretty solid, pretty good. The fun thing about the sectionals too is we take the kids to Vandalia every summer. They have a great shootout. They have 3 full court gyms within walking distance, and so we go up there and you get a match up against all kinds of teams from, you know, north, south, central. So they've played on that gym floor every summer that they've been with us, so that's exciting for them too.
And Vandalia is a great gymnasium to play in and see a ball game in.
It is. The kids think that the rims are nice and soft, which is good. It's similar to probably a Red Hill, maybe, for fans that, you know, haven't ever been. And I don't want to plug the fans. I think we had more here than them tonight.
Yeah.
And if you're not doing anything Tuesday, we these kids deserve a packed house Tuesday at senior. I mean, for once, don't watch it on area sports or whatnot. I mean, come out and support these kids. They have been so fun to be around this year. You can tell how they cheer for each other, how they pick each other up when they make mistakes and whatnot. And, you know, Coach Book and I are super proud of these guys. It's not just about wins, just how they behave and how, you know, just competitive they are. And I promised them that I would plug the Get a Packed House on Tuesday.
All right. And
to see it like it was against Casey.
Speaking of Coach Book, he got another win tonight in the JV game.
He did, and it was his birthday today, too.
All right.
He's 39.
And holding.
And holding. I'll say we do a Wednesday talks thing at school during our seminar, and this week it was with the Mules. And I don't know if it's released on YouTube. I know all the kids probably have it. If the parents haven't seen it, it was to dunk or not to dunk. And Cody Cantrell and Kane Hixonball were you two in their Australian accents. It was a lot of fun. Miss Austin, it was her idea to do it. So I don't know, maybe we need to pull down a big screen on senior night and play that right before we go. It was these kids, they just have a lot of fun. It's been a really good year, and we want to just keep it going. Don't want to stop now.
It has certainly been fun to watch and call the games this year. Coach, congratulations on the W. We'll see you Tuesday night.
Hey, thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, and that was Head Mules basketball coach Scott McRavy following last night's win over Edwards County. All right, stay tuned here because coming up, we've got two coaches here on one take, actually. It's coming up in just a moment here as it will be Edwards County Lions basketball coach Russ Gerlach. But before him is actually Edwards County Lady Lions basketball coach Jonathan Hinton. So that's coming up. But also Tom Newman, coach of the New Panthers basketball team. He'll join right here on Sports Talk as well. So stay tuned for that. It's coming up following these words.
Managing the daily finances of both a business and a home isn't always the easiest of tasks. But Wayne City residents and owners of Shoe Creek Pharmacy, Tom and Roxy Blastell, have found a way to make it a little easier. FNB has been the ideal partner, with experienced and friendly assistance, offering products, services, and technology to provide the tools and support for the best of both worlds. FNB. Banking. Business. Life. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Do you dread shopping for a car and dealing the big city way? How about trying LeMond Chevrolet Chrysler in Fairfield, Illinois? LeMond's offers new Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram vehicles in one convenient location. No high-pressure tactics and no fast-talking. Just good old-fashioned respect for the customer's needs and wants, a comfortable atmosphere, and LeMond's will save you money. We're easy to find. I-64 to the 110 exit, 9 miles north in Little Fairfield, Illinois. Look us up at LeMondsOnline.com or give us a call at 618-842-4995. You'll like the way we do business.
Don't wake up in the cold. Time now to get your propane tank filled. Call Wainwright Propane and Sporting Goods and get a service call today. A full tank means a warm home. Wainwright Propane and Sporting Goods. Call 842-3940 for quick and professional service. And don't forget, we're the place to shop and buy your weapons for hunting and personal protection. That's Wainwright Propane and Sporting Goods. 1423 West Main in Fairfield. 8 to 5 weekdays, Saturdays 8 to noon.
When you support a locally owned pharmacy, you're contributing to the growth of the community. The dollars you spend stay right here to support our local community. Shoe Creek Health Mart Pharmacy is a locally owned pharmacy right in Wayne City. Health Mart pharmacist Tom Blasdale has a personal commitment to his community because just like you, he supports his community. Shoe Creek Health Mart Pharmacy is locally owned and hometown proud. Wayne City is a Health Mart town. Shoe Creek Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
You're listening to Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWRadio.com. A cold 21 degrees outside as of now. Double D, Derek Dunn here with you, and let's go ahead and talk about this again. Fairfield Mules, they took on Edwards County last night on the road over at Albion. You're going to be hearing two coaches being interviewed. You're going to be hearing Jonathan Hinton first of the Edwards County Lady Lions basketball team. They're going to be playing at the Tuscola 2A sectional up there against Sullivan. And then followed by him will be head coach Russ Gerlach of the Edwards County Lions basketball team. So here's both interviews.
Okay, we're just now talking with Jonathan Hinton, the head basketball coach of the Edwards County Lady Lions. And Jonathan, congratulations on a great big win last night.
Thank you. It felt pretty good.
You sound a little hoarse, too.
I am a little hoarse. There's a lot of people here last night, and the community support was fantastic. I had to be louder than them. It's hard. There's a lot of people here.
There was. It was a big crowd over here, and you know, it was great to see the the reaction of the fans when the Lions pulled it off. And now this turns out to be historic.
Absolutely. It's great for the girls, great for the moment for everybody there. They worked really hard for it. They do, the only team in junior high to do it, too. They have a 7th grade regional championship.
And the same girls,
right? The same girls, the same group of girls have the 7th grade regional championship, and they weren't able to do it in 8th grade, but they were able to make it happen in high school. So really proud of them. They deserve it for sure.
All right. Now, the win last night was not easy. We had a couple of scares there. For that Flora team, they put it on us for a while.
It is. That Flora team is a fantastic team. They have their record does not show how good that they really are, and they've gotten a lot better as the season went on. They hit a lot of threes at very big moments. I think they had 7 threes. So half their points came from the three-point line, and when you can do that, you can win. And we had some trouble rebounding a little bit that helped them out too, but we'll get it taken care of pretty soon.
So now we move on to the sectional tournament next Monday night. We got to go way up north. I'll tell you what, sometimes I wonder what in the world the IHSA is thinking to put us in a sectional tournament 2 hours away. But we're going to be facing a team called Sullivan. Do you know anything about them?
I know a little bit about them, but at this point, they're real far away. I'm still new in coaching, don't have all of the contacts. I've only seen them play a couple times, so I know who the shooters are and stuff like that. But apart from what else they do, I don't know a whole lot. I just know they're really good. They're long. It's probably, if we can take care of the ball, going to be an up-and-down basketball game, which is good for us anyway. If they're scoring, it might be another of those 70 to 80 nights, but who knows any time when we're playing good teams.
All right, first a question. Do you have a subscription to our my15news.com to watch our webcast?
Yes, I've watched them. I've checked them out on NFHS.
I was going to say, there are games played by Sullivan and Tutopolis on there, played earlier this season. And so all you got to do is log on, and then when you get logged on up there, there's a little box at the top, and it says your search for your team. Type in Sullivan, and it'll come up with all the games that Sullivan, both boys and girls basketball, and you can watch them at no charge.
Yes, sir. That's how I've watched one of them. I've only got one other film on them otherwise, but other than that, through you guys.
Okay. So our fans who might want to know what we're facing, they can do the very same thing if
Absolutely.
They're a webcast viewer on my15news.com. Well, Jonathan, I know you had practice today.
Yes, sir.
So are we going to practice again tomorrow?
Not tomorrow. We're not able to because the gym's full because of the volleyball tournaments and stuff like that. But we're going to get it in on Sunday. The girls were able to come in, and those that could that didn't have family stuff going on. And I think we'll be ready for them on Monday. Hopefully they'll turn up.
Well, what would really be nice is when the girls take the gym Monday night at 6 o'clock, or actually before that, to see a whole lot of Edwards County fans.
Absolutely. We would love it. That's a big part of what drove us on in the postseason. Girls have a lot of heart, but having that big crowd here to cheer them on and the community support that we had, fantastic. And I'm sure that's a big part in what happened. They deserve every bit of success in the regional just because of their support, too.
All right. Again, congratulations, Jonathan, on a great season. And let's go get them Monday night.
Thank you, sir. Let's keep doing it.
Okay. That's Jonathan Hinton, the head coach of the Edwards County Lions girls basketball team. And now we're going to call Russ Gerlach in here. I guess, Russ, you did manage to save a little bit of voice to be able to talk to us after the game. Didn't turn out quite the way we hoped.
No, I got a little bit of voice, but not a great one. No, we played hard. I told the kids after the game if everybody we played had mules on their shirt, I don't know if we'd have any losses besides to them. They got after all game long. They did everything they could. Just Fairfield's really, really good. And I it's frustrating because you feel like you're doing everything you can, trying to put the guys in spots to be successful. And unfortunately, just there's times when the other team's just that much better than you. And
Well, there's no doubt about it. I mean, they came in 26-2 while we were 12-11. But, you know, we stayed with them there through the first half, Russ. We were giving them quite a game.
And we came back and took a lead to start the third quarter. And I think maybe taking the lead right then was the worst thing to do because it kind of woke them up and they went on a run after that. Maybe we should have waited a little later in the game, just kept it close and took a lead later. But, like I said, really the X's and O's stuff of it, really it's not that big a deal. We knew what they were going to do, and, you know, we knew they were going to try to force us to turn the ball over and to try to trap us, and they were able to do that at times. And sometimes we took care of the ball well and was able to get layups, and sometimes we didn't, and you know, we had some wide open shots that didn't go, and they had a couple there. Seemed like in the fourth quarter, especially, we got a little tired, and they would drive and, you know, kind of get some fouls on us because we were just a little tired to get ourselves into position. But, you know, it's just something to learn from, and hopefully it, you know, makes us better and gets us more prepared for a week or two at regionals.
Well, and we don't have much time off for us because we got to go back at it again tomorrow night.
Yeah, that's right. We got to go to El Dorado tomorrow. As of right now, we're playing three games. Hopefully we'll have everybody healthy and everything. Got a couple guys in that JV game that got banged up. I'm a little worried about how they're going to feel when they wake up in the morning. But
yeah,
hopefully they'll be in good shape, and hopefully they'll be ready to play tomorrow. You know, I've watched El Dorado play a lot earlier in the year when we were getting ready to play them. I haven't watched much of them lately, but, you know, kind of know a little enough about them. I think we'll be okay. And, you know, I think we can play with them. I know that they played some teams that we played pretty similar scores. So, you know, hopefully we can battle with them and be okay.
All right. Well, the IHSA announced also late this afternoon the pairings for the Class 2A regionals coming up here in a little over. And Edwards County gets to play in the Mount Carmel regional, which I think is good because had we not been there, we'd have had to go clear to Harrisburg to play. And in the Mount Carmel regional, our first game will be on February 18th. That's a Friday night. We'll face
the Florida. Monday.
Yeah, Monday. I'm sorry. What did I say? Well, anyway, Monday, February 18th against Flora. And the other teams in that tournament, Mount Carmel, Red Hill, and Lawrenceville. And we don't have to play Fairfield in that tournament. We don't have to play Teutopolis or anything else. So that's a regional, Troy. Russ, I think if the Lions play their good basketball, they've got a chance to win that regional.
Oh, yeah. I think we can compete with them. We played Flora early in the year, and I think they played one of their better games against us. We beat them by six, and I think we could have stretched that out a little bit more. I think that'll be a good game for us to start with. And then we don't have, like you said, we don't have any rest. We got to come back the next night and go against Mount Carmel. And, you know, they got us early as well, or not early, but they got us there to the Carmi tournament. But hopefully we'll have a little bit better night against them the next time. Maybe we can get ourselves in the championship game.
And besides that, one of those teams in that tournament, Red Hill, we'll face them next Tuesday night.
Yes, and they're having a great season as well. I think with them being one of the smaller schools, the LIC, I think sometimes they get overlooked, but they've had a very good season this year. I think they're like 15-5 right now, so yeah, They're playing some basketball.
And this team we're playing tomorrow night, the El Dorado Eagles, they'll close out our regular season a week from tonight, next Friday night, when the Eagles come to Linda Oxby Gym. And, boy, it would be a really good end of the season if we can have a big crowd on hand both Tuesday and Friday night for the closeout of the season for the Lions.
Yeah, Tuesday night will be senior night, so hopefully we'll have a big crowd there to honor those guys. And then, like you said, hopefully on Friday have another big crowd, and yeah, hopefully we finish the season strong, pick up three wins going into regionals.
All right, Russ. Well, thanks for stopping by again.
Thank you.
I know you're fighting the laryngitis there. Go home and get some rest, and we'll be ready for tomorrow night when the Edwards County Lions will travel down to El Dorado to tangle with the El Dorado Eagles. And so the game will be on WOKZ as well as on WOKZ FM 105.9.
And that was Dave Rigg talking to head coach of the Lady Lions basketball team, Jonathan Hinton of Edwards County, as they're going to be playing in that Tuscola 2A sectional next Monday. They'll be challenging the Sullivan Lady Redskins. And also, Russ Gerlach, head coach of the Edwards County Lions boys basketball team. You're listening to Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWRadio.com. One more interview here. We'll be featuring Tom Newman of the New Hope Panthers. Class S State Tournament wraps up today. I had the honor and privilege to interview Tom Newman following their loss to Unity Christian Energy, who's actually in a championship game. They're going to be playing in that later on this afternoon. So we'll give you a little bit of an insight as to what UCE are like. And also, he talks about his players that he had this year. It's all coming up here on Sports Talk, 104.9 WFIW and WFIWRadio.com. We'll be back following these words. Get the good.
Visit your local Napa Auto Parts store in Wayne City for all your auto part needs. Napa stocks tools and equipment for heavy-duty trucks, marine, and all your farming equipment needs. Napa's annual winter clearance event is going on now. Save up to 75% off. Stop in Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. and Saturday from 7:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 210 West Robinson Street in Wayne City or call 895-2108.
Napa, get the good stuff.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Wayne City is a proud sponsor of Wayne City basketball. Contact CGB in Wayne City, Mount Vernon, Enfield, and Olney for complete grain bins and market reports. CGB is equipped to handle your grain in a fast and efficient manner, from selling and shipping to financing and risk management. Let CGB take care of your farming needs. Good luck to the Wayne City Indians from Consolidated Grain and Barge.
Small business is the backbone of our communities. It's a good feeling to know that one loan to a business benefits everyone in the community, not just that business. Hi, this is Matt Moore, commercial banker of People's National Bank in Fairfield. We pride ourselves on providing quality products and services to meet the banking needs for the people that work and live right here. Since 1909, our focus continues on you, our customers. People's National Bank, it's our people that make a difference since 1909. Member FDIC.
Hello, this is John Hosselton at Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home. Is pre-planning your funeral worthwhile? Research has shown that making funeral pre-arrangements is worthwhile. You make your wishes known in advance, so difficult decisions won't have to be made at the time of death. These decisions can all be made in a comfortable, relaxed atmosphere. Please call John or Julie at Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home for an appointment at 618-673-2131.
You are listening to Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWRadio.com. Derek Dunn with you here on a Saturday morning. And it was earlier this week that New Hope advanced to the quarterfinals and took on a good Unity Christian Energy Warrior team as the Panthers lost to them by a final score of 62-41 in the quarterfinals. UCE since then, they topped Gorville 53-47 in the semifinals, and they're in a championship game today against Aviston at 4 o'clock. But I talked to Tom Newman following New Hope's run in the postseason. They defeated Raccoon a week ago. Final score there, by the way, was 45-29, and then that's when New Hope, after that, took on UCE. And I interviewed Tom Newman, and following that game, we talked a little bit about UCE, but also, too, about the team that really helped get New Hope in the Elite Eight. So, here's that interview.
Derek Dunn, I'm alongside with head coach Tom Newman of the New Hope Panthers. And, Coach, I talked to you prior to the game, and one of the things you told me about UCE was they like to press, and they pressed you guys full court.
Yeah, they did. And honestly, I thought we did a pretty good job of breaking that press. We had plenty of opportunities. We just couldn't get anything to fall early for us, which was one of our keys, that we had to make them pay for that press. I mean, they were aggressive, and they went for a lot of stuff, but I knew at the other end we'd have some opportunities, and we just didn't capitalize on enough of them.
It was close in the first quarter, just only by a few points, and then the second quarter, that's when things really opened up for UCE.
Well, they're shooting, man. My goodness.
They shot the ball lights out tonight.
I don't know if I've ever seen a grade school team shoot like that, especially down – I mean, this isn't the easiest place in the world to score a basket and shoot baskets, but – my goodness, those guys, it seemed like we'd make a little bit of run, get it to 10, and he'd hit a one-handed three-pointer running away from it to get it back up there. So, you know, look, if they shoot like that, it's going to be hard to beat them.
And I'll tell you what, you talked about Meyer, too. We talked about him a little bit prior, and he was as good as advertised, I mean,
there's a reason he's a 1,000-point scorer for his career. I mean, the kid knows how to score. He doesn't seem super athletic. But my gosh, he's got a nose for the ball, and he's got a nose for the basket. He gets himself open. He hits shots. I mean, we did everything we could do with him. We kept running guys at him and kept pushing him around a little bit, trying to make him uncomfortable. And you know what? Hats off to him, man. Some nights just not your night, and it is what it is. So
hey, it was a great effort by your team. I thought really the third quarter, you guys really played inspired. You came out with a fire in your belly in that third quarter.
Well, I mean, we talked about at halftime that we had one more shot at it. We had to come out. We had to really get after in that third quarter. And if things went right, we'd get ourselves. We wanted to be under 10 points going to that fourth quarter and give ourselves a chance. You know, we had it to 10 a few times in that third quarter. And it just seemed like every time we'd make a little run, they'd come down and break our back with something.
Yeah.
I mean, even their doggone subs came in and hit three shots. I mean, it's just like they couldn't miss all night. So, you know, I told the boys, just keep fighting. Don't the end of that third quarter, I said, look, whatever happened, just fight. You know what I mean? We represented ourselves well. We didn't embarrass ourselves. And, we don't come out and hang your head about this game because you got nothing to be ashamed of. That's a good ball. There's a reason they're 31-0 now.
Yeah. By the way, let's talk about your basketball team here. What a season it was. I mean, you guys went away to Elite Eight here in state. Not every team gets there at that point. You also won the WEAA conference, and you represented the school and the community very well. Let's talk about your players or your eighth graders.
All right. I mean, we have got an exceptional group of young men. New Hope has been really good to me out there as far as that goes. I've had the greatest group of kids in my 8 years there. And this is no exception. We've got a great group. Luke Duckworth is our center. He's got just the nicest kid. Sometimes I get on to him for being too nice. He's the nicest kid you'll ever meet. You got Gabe Todd, who's just a spark plug. And I'm telling you what, he's good as gold, that kid. You will never meet a better kid than him. Quentin Hallam moved in this year from Fairfield, moved out. I didn't know much about Quentin, but I'll tell you what I'll tell you about Quentin Hallam is that you won't outwork him. He busts his tail in from the start to finish. You won't outwork him. He hustles everywhere. Who else we got out there? Who am I missing here? Jackson Rice. I'm sorry. Jackson Rice was also a move-in. Same deal. Just a great kid. Great kid who's a heck of a shooter. Struggled a little bit tonight, but, I mean, it wasn't from lack of effort. I mean, he was looking to knock him down, knocked a few down for us. One heck of a shooter for a big boy, that's for sure. We got Hunter. Hunter Brown's there. He's a bench guy. He hadn't played the last couple of years. Came back for us this year. Super nice kid. Works hard in practice for me. I believe those are all my eighth graders. A really solid group.
Yeah, eighth graders, but also get some seventh graders too. Trent Bliss and also Lane Hosselton as well. And
well, we got Brandon. We got Karen Lee. We got Trent Bliss.
Right.
We got Landon Harrelson. I've got Vegas Stanley. Those are my four seventh graders. And look, those guys have done a lot of winning. They only lost two JV games all year. So we've got another good group coming next year. Would not shock me at all at this group. If they work hard over the summer, no reason they can't be back here next year.
Well, I'll tell you what, man. Again, congratulations to you and your team on this great run. I mean, not everyone makes it to the Elite Eight. And only that, won the conference this year. Cupboard's far from bare, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we've been real fortunate that we've not had to rebuild much. We got a group of kids about every year that comes in. And look, it's all on the kids. You know, we can call open gyms and do summer stuff and whatever, but they don't show up, doesn't help. These boys show up. They show up, they work, parents get them there. It's really, like I said, it's just a great group of boys and a great school.
Also, too, we want to thank the fans for coming down here as well. A great crowd Saturday, great crowd again tonight.
We travel really well. We had a great crowd at our conference tournament. We had a super crowd at the regional. And you know what? A 4:45 start's kind of a weird start for a game, but we had a really good showing down here, man. And like I said, I seen a lot of old players down here. Old players came down to support us. And like I said, that's what our players do. They love to come back and show their support. And, and I love having them down here. So.
All right. Anything else you want to add on to this? Like I say, congratulations again on a great season. Anything else you want to add?
I just want to make sure we thank everybody. You know, Julie Harrelson's our principal. She makes all this happen. She's a great supporter of the program. Kevin Greathouse, greatest AD in the place. Fans, parents, I mean, everybody. We want to thank everybody. Sean Rush is my assistant all year. It's a very selfless job here. He doesn't get paid to do it. He puts all his time in that, donates his own money to stuff. So it's been great to have him help out. And honestly, just everybody had anything to do with this, you know, I'd like to thank them for supporting us.
All right, thanks, Tom. Appreciate it. Congratulations again,
man. That was head coach Tom Newman of the New Hope Panthers, a boys basketball team, and that was following Monday's loss to Unity Christian Energy. Again, that same UCE team going to be playing for that SIJHSAA Class S state championship game against Aviston. So that game will be starting at 4 o'clock this afternoon down there at Rin Lake. All right, stay tuned here. We're going to go over the local sports schedule as well as the pairings that have been released. You've heard Mark and Dave talk about that. But we'll go over the schedules of that, but along with Wayne City and Sisney as well, and also Fairfield and Edwards County. And that's all coming up here on Sports Talk, 104.9 WFIW and WFIWRadio.com. Back after these. Digging deeper to make ends meet, now get a 30% tax credit with a geothermal heat pump system from Climate Master. Climate Master geothermal systems tap the constant temperature of the earth to provide comfortable heating, cooling, and hot water. And you'll save up to 80% on your energy bill thanks to your Climate Master system. The investment quickly pays for itself. Help the environment and help yourself to a 30% tax credit plus up to 80% off your energy bill. Call Sam at Complete HVAC and Plumbing in Albion for a free estimate today. 618-445-3329.
Transform your living room and live life comfortably with Lazy Boy Furniture from Rush Appliance and Furniture Company. Visit our showrooms to save on our Lazy Boy specials on chairs, sectionals, recliners starting at $299, sofas and dual reclining performance like leather sofas for $899 or add power and pay just $1199. Our superior Lazy Boy recliners recline flat, glide, rock, heat, massage. We have Lazy Boy Furniture to match every style and every budget at Rush Appliance and Furniture Company in downtown Fairfield and Carmine.
Most people understand the need for life insurance, but not many want to talk about why it's essential to your financial plan. It may seem intimidating, but it doesn't have to be. Don't get overwhelmed. Get started with me, Steve Thompson, at Country Financial today, and I can work with you to find life insurance that gives you the protection you need at a price you can afford.
Life insurance policies issued by Country Life Insurance Company and Country Investors Life Assurance Company, Bloomington, Illinois.
Are you stressing about where money will come from in the future? Come into Trust Bank and they can help. They have retirement plans, investment accounts, health savings accounts, and more. Call them today at 618-395-4311 or stop by their Cisney branch of 401 Park Street for more information. Trust Bank, growing prosperity together. Member FDIC. All right, you're listening to Sports Talk here on 104.9 WFIW at WFIWRadio.com. Derek Dunn with you here, and let's go ahead and take a look here at the local sports schedule first, and then we'll talk about those pairings here in the boys' high school basketball regionals here, the postseason, that is. Take a look at the schedule. The FCHS freshman will be at Mount Carmel today. Also, 7:30, Edwards County on the road down there at El Dorado. And BDC East action. You can hear that game on WOKZ 105.9 and online, Network1Sports.com. Beginning around 10 minutes prior to tip-off, Hamilton County will square off against Waltonville, Goreville versus Vienna, and then Chester will take on Trico. High school wrestling, that's going on. Cole Simpson and Nick Austin will wrestle today for Fairfield for the Mules at the Carterville 1A sectional. Alex Watucky, Ike Downen, Lane Harvey, and Jonathan Squire will serve as alternates and will wrestle in the event of injury or failure to make weight. Junior high volleyball action. Center Street's over at the Albion Tournament today. Junior high boys basketball action. I talked about the Class S State Tournament. 2:30, Meridian will take on Goreville for third place. Then at 4 p.m., Energy Unity Christian versus Aviston for the championship. College basketball action at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Illini will take on Rutgers. You can hear that game on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM. Also on the national sports side, Pacers take on Cleveland. The Bulls take on one of their Eastern Conference foes and the Washington Wizards. The NHL, the Blues take on the Nashville Predators. Okay, so let's talk about the regional pairings here as they have been released. Now, for 1A and 2A, boys high school hoops, they were announced Friday by the IHSA. FCHS will be at the 2A Harrisburg Regional. That's where they will be at. The Mules open play Tuesday, February the 19th, against the winner of the Harrisburg and Hamilton County game on Monday, February the 18th. El Dorado will play Carmine White County on Wednesday, February the 20th. The winner will play the winner of the Tuesday game on Friday, February 22nd at Mount Carmel. Edwards County will play Flora on Monday the 18th. The winner will take on Mount Carmel Tuesday, February the 19th. Red Hill plays Lawrenceville on Wednesday the 20th. The winners of the Tuesday and Wednesday night games will play Friday, February the 22nd. Now, both the regional winners of Harrisburg as well as Mount Carmel, they will advance to the Vandalia sectional. Now, I'll tell you more about that in a moment of why it's going to be interesting here. It's going to be interesting if you're a Fairfield Mules fan. I'll explain in a bit here. In Class 1A, NCOE will play Waltonville on Monday the 18th at the Wayne City Regional. Grayville plays Thompsonville, and Wayne City will take on Bluford on Tuesday, February the 19th. The NCOE Waltonville winner will play Woodlawn, and the Thompsonville Grayville winner will play the Wayne City versus Weber winner on Wednesday, February the 20th. The regional championship game will be Friday the 22nd, with the winner advancing to the Gallatin County Sectional. Sisney will play Palestine Hudsonville on Monday, February the 18th. They'll be at the St. Elmo Regional. St. Elmo Brownstown will take on Martinsville, and Dietrich plays Oblong on Tuesday, February the 20th. Sisney Powhat winner will take on Altamont and the SEB, which is St. Elmo Brownstown again. Martinsville winner will play the Dietrich and Oblong winner on Wednesday the 20th. The winners will play Friday, February 22nd, for the regional title, with the winner advancing to the Altamont Sectional. Now, here's why it's interesting for the Mules here, and if you've not looked past the regional, well, let me go ahead and tell you this, and I think this is really interesting, and it needs to be brought up. So, when I was looking at the, Vandalia Sectional, you know, the teams that funnel into it. If you look on here, you will see that the winner of the Harrisburg Regional will take on the winner of the Shelbyville Regional. This is where it gets interesting here. In the Shelbyville Regional, number two ranked, however you want to put it, KZ Westfield is the favorite in that one. They're the highest seeded at Shelbyville Regional. So, if the stars align and if Fairfield wins the Harrisburg Regional, and if KZ Westfield wins the Shelbyville Regional, then you're kind of looking at this here as a rematch between Fairfield and KZ Westfield on February the 26th on Tuesday at 7 p.m. So, keep that in mind at the Vandalia Sectional. So, it is possible that the Mules will take on the Warriors again, this time in a neutral site. So, it's definitely something worth monitoring, definitely worth something keeping an eye on. Shelbyville, the 3 seed, don't know very much about the Rams, as they are the home team. Don't know very much about them at all. Now, in terms of the Effingham St. Anthony Regional, top-seeded team, and that is T-Town, the Wooden Shoes. They are the 1 seed in that one. They are the favorite right there for that regional. Then Mount Carmel Regional, Edwards County in there, Mount Carmel the host as well. So I thought that was interesting if you're a Fairfield Mules basketball fan. And if you recall when KZ came to the Mule Barn and defeated the Mules in overtime, well, looks like we could see both Fairfield and KZ Westfield take on each other again. So definitely something worth keeping an eye on here in the days ahead. All right. I'm going to wrap up Sports Talk here following these words. You're listening to Sports Talk, 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com.
Research shows that on average, 50% of Americans carry cash while 77% carry a smartphone. Wouldn't you love to pay a friend with just a few clicks on your phone? Well, now you can. This is Jessica Sanders at the Fairfield Banking Company, and I'm excited to introduce Spin. Spin is a person-to-person payment option that allows you to send money instantly via our mobile app. Pay your beautician, your babysitter, anyone that has a debit card and smartphone. Give us a call or stop by any of our 4 branches for more details. The Fairfield Banking Company, we're the hometown banks, member FDIC.
Vaughn's Tire is introducing the next generation of touring tires, the all-new Yokohama Abbott Ascend GT. Its asymmetrical tread design and all-new tri-blend compound technology deliver extraordinary handling and ride characteristics, including powerful braking on wet and snowy roads and a remarkably quiet ride. And with a 65,000-mile treadwear warranty and 30-day trial with satisfaction guaranteed by Yokohama, the Abbott Ascend GT is your next tire. Vaughn's Tire is located south on Route 45 across from Casey's in Fairfield. Call 842-3500.
Fairfield Memorial Hospital Urgent Care now provides convenient treatment for minor illnesses and conditions on a walk-in basis 7 days a week in the Medical Arts Complex, Suite E. This is Physician Assistant James Hopper, and on behalf of the Urgent Care team, we are here for you when your family needs urgent medical attention. Urgent Care will allow you a more affordable and efficient alternative to an emergency room visit. We are open Monday through Friday, 8 until 8, and Saturday and Sunday, 8 until 5 in the Fairfield Memorial Hospital Medical Arts Complex, Suite E.
You're listening to Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Derek Dunn with you here. I would like to thank our sponsors for Sports Talk, of course. Citizens National Bank, Complete Heating and Air, Fairfield Banking Company, Fairfield Memorial Hospital, Fairfield Ring and Graphics, as well as FNB, Fairfield National Bank, Lamont Chevrolet Chrysler, Napa, Fairfield People's National Bank, Farmers Packing, Rush Appliance and Furniture, United Mutual Insurance of Albion, Vaughn Tire, Wayne White Propane, Trust Bank, Hustleton Meredith Funeral Home, Shoe Creek Pharmacy, Napa, Wayne City, and Steve Thompson, Country Financial Representative over in West Salem. So we'd like to thank those sponsors for sponsoring Sports Talk as well as our local sporting events. If you do have the time, give them a call or swing by and tell them how much you appreciate their sponsorship of Sports Talk. All right, so that wraps up Sports Talk here for this Saturday. Hope you enjoyed the show as much as I have bringing it to you. See you all next Saturday. And again, you can listen to past episodes of Sports Talk as well as this episode when it becomes available for a podcast shortly after it wraps up. Have a great Saturday here. Enjoy National Pizza Day as well. I'm Derek Dunn. Be safe this weekend. Have a wonderful weekend. See you all next Saturday.
Thanks for listening. Sports Talk can be heard each Saturday morning at 9 here on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com. Sports Talk is a production of WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com Sports.